counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, it's Adil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
And the countdown starts again. Welcome to the Earshot 20. If you're just joining us for the very first time, hang on to your pants. It's going to be a crazy ride. I don't know why your pants. What else could you hang on to the handlebar? I don't know. Anyway, we're about to count down, if you haven't turned the radio off, we're about to count down the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Ammon. Brian Cleveland is in studio with me, and he's got all the deets as to where, what, who, when, why for the charts.
Maybe not a why. I mean, why? I guess it's just because, like, it's cool.
Because you should. Exactly.
Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report. You can find it every single weekend at all points in time at earshot-online.com. It is a service of the National Campus and Community Radio Association. And every single week, you'll find the National Top 50 there, ending on Tuesday evening. This week, we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across Canada for the week ending Tuesday, November 17th, 2015. That top 50 list is a compilation of over 30 campus and community radio stations' top 30 charts. This week, 35 stations submitting their top 30 albums, as well as specialty charts for genres including electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and a lot more. So go and check it out and get the full scoop on what is going on in the Canadian music landscape.
There you go. And you can find us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you. And we'll do it in the form of an interview and play something from your latest release. We're doing that in the second hour of the program with Lemon Bucket Orchestra. We had a chance to catch up with Mark Marchick, and we'll be talking about the group and all of the trials and tribulations that come with playing in a 17-piece band, which I find incredibly insane. I don't know how they do it. It's crazy.
And it's an orchestra.
Well, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's a lot of work. Like, I feel like it'd be a lot of work with a 4-piece band to bring it all together. But 17 people, and they're on tour with 12. That's outrageous. We have to start the program off with some very, very sad news. For the first time in a very long time, Stephen is not on the program with us this week. So I'll take a moment to take that in. We're going to miss that, the beautiful voice from Toronto. But he got whisked away to Montreal. I don't know. It's probably some concert or something. He's bigger than this program. So
I know M for Montreal is going on, so he might be there. But we're going to try to bring you some music news a little bit and throughout the program, but
not nearly like he does. But
no,
we'll try our best.
As well as that, it'll allow us to play a little bit of some longer tracks that we don't always have the opportunity to play. So mix the show up a little bit this week.
For sure. And we're going to kick it off in a few minutes with number 20, and we'll start the countdown. But before we do that, we always let you know a little bit of the shuffle that happens within the charts, because, of course, not everything stays with us every week.
Yeah, for sure. The last couple of weeks, we've had about a dozen or so new albums debut below the top 20. So inevitably, some of those are going to creep in to the show. And that certainly started happening this week. But we also have a couple of debuts in the top 20 as well, and 5 debuts below the top 20 to tell you about later on in the show. So we have 2 debuts in the top 20, 4 new to the program, and 1 returning. That means that we say goodbye to 7 records for now. Emily and Ogden dropping from number 12 to 21. Gang Signs from number 15 to number 22. Proto Martyr from number 9 to number 26. From number 13 to number 34, David Gogo. Number 14 to number 30, Fuzz. Ben Kaplan dropping from the cusp of the program at number 20 down to number 32. And Curda Pirot, they're at number 18 last week. And now her new record is at number 44.
Well, there you go. All right, we'll kick it off with number 20. And this is one of the albums that we talked about last week in the lowdown, and now has made its way already into the top 20.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to start off the show with three records that you haven't heard on the program yet. It's a new one from Casey and Clayton, last week debuting at number 32, this week at number 20. Brunswick Stew's the track you're going to hear from that one. Telstar Drugs, the latest album out on Egg Paper Factory, their own label there, and Sonatine is the name of the new record at number 19, and you're going to hear a track called Ceaseless Intent. And the latest one from Corb Lund is called Things That Can't Be Undone. It was at number 45 in the debut spot last week. Number 18 this week, we'll hear Alice Eyes.
Some big jumps. That's good stuff.
Yeah, all those debuting the week before and are now into our show. So lots of great new stuff coming your way this week.
All right. Well, this has prompted me to decide what I'm going to have for supper. Brunswick Stew is the name of the track. Casey and Clayton, your number 20 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
In Boston town by the waterside,
a place unnoted, fame and pride, a fine young girl, both pure and chaste, grew thick and wide around the waist.
We feed the girl on fish and bread.
The young girl's mother to father said, we feed the girl on Brunswick stew, and that is why her torso grew. Father to mother did tell, I fear a daughter has us beguiled, I fear that she's not a child. Dark night turns to day, we must not let the whole town see, for we are held in high degree.
Parents in the parlor, daughter in the hall.
Oh, their sharp words, she heard them all. Oh, their sharp words, her eyes grew dim. She'd been betrayed by her own kin. She found distress. That night she heard a babe's first cry. That night she knew her babe must die.
The gale wind blew and bent the tree.
She stood in the river up to her knees. She drenched the hem of her nightgown. She left the baby there to drown.
So the mother and father did turn their cheek.
Not a word of the daughter did they speak, though slender in the way she'd grown,
their daughter's cruel deed will never be known.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 19. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 18.
Alice came along when I needed something strong, and there's two ways that could go for a man like me. She saw me reach me just in time to save me from my insanity, and I could see it in those Alice eyes. I'd be sure and steady, just like a child every morning when I wake up, knowing that my light still shines. Well, I can see it in those Alice eyes. A woman has a way of knowing what to say and smoothing out the edges over time. Well, I tried to do my part. I walked beside her in the dark and tried to let her know that she was mine. And I could see it in those Alice eyes. I'd be sure and steady, just like a child every morning when I wake up, knowing that my light still shines. Well, I can see it in those Alice eyes. Well, I don't make it easy sometimes, but I don't have to wonder who'll be there by my side. Don't know how I'll carry on. She's the one I reach for every time. She was always there through the years, she always cared. And now I'm drifting, I'm alone and blind. And I could see it in those Alice eyes. I'd be sure and steady, just like a child every morning when I wake up, knowing that my light still shines. Well, I can see it in those Alice eyes. I could see it in those Alice eyes.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was a track from Things That Can't Be Undone. It's a new one by Corblund called Alice Eyes at number 18, at number 45. The week before, at number 19, up from number 25, Telstar Drugs and their latest release. We heard a track called Ceaseless Intent. And we kicked it all off this week at number 20, up from number 32, Casey and Clayton from the album Strange Country. Their new one, we heard at Brunswick Stew.
All right, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edmund, Brian Cleveland, also in studio, and we've been talking about this for a while. I do want to, next on the next show, we'll have all of our ducks lined up in a row, quack, quack, for the holiday special, because I do want to start giving out that number so that people can call us and wish us happy holidays and give their messages to their friends and family as part of our holiday special, which will air on Christmas Eve, because clearly Brian and I have nothing better to do on Christmas Eve but then to commit into a holiday special. But we love you, and that's why we do it, because we love our listeners. And so you'll have an opportunity to have that aired, but we'll also use it leading up to the holiday special, because we have about three shows left outside of this one that we'll be doing. And then we're going to be, as we've been talking about for a while, and you know that we do this every year, we will have the year-end review for you in the new year, 1st of January, before we start back in with the charts. It's crazy how quick this year has gone by. Like, truly, it's been, it seems like just yesterday, it was September to me. Because that's when, you know, recruitment season started and things really kicked into high gear for my job and everything. And before that, it was summer. It's just crazy. It's the end of the year.
You better get shopping for my gift.
I've already been thinking. I've already been thinking about it. Hopefully you've been thinking about mine.
Nope.
I thought we were doing a gift exchange, a two-person gift exchange. It's Secret Santa. So anyway, there you go. We've got a couple more tracks to get to when we come back on the other side of that. We'll talk a little bit about music news. Steven's not here this week, but Brian and I, we know how to use the internet. So Brian has pulled some stories that I know nothing about, and I'm going to try and decipher them as he reads.
Yeah, you got some stuff from Exclaim, as always. Lots of great stuff in there every single week. And so we'll bring you a little bit of interesting news, maybe not the same picks that Stephen would have got us, but
it's probably quite similar. You can kind of guess at what he would what he'd grab at. He has his news stories he likes. All right, number 17, what is it?
All right, we're gonna hear from Joanna Newsom. Her latest is called Divers. It's up from number 19. We're gonna hear a track from that one called Anecdotes, and Beach House. We're gonna hear the lead track from their newest album called Thank You Lucky Stars. It comes just 2 months after the release of their last album, Depression Cherry. It's album number 6 for the Baltimore dream pop duo Beach House, and it was announced like 9 days before it came out. And it's not B-sides, it's not remix or any of that stuff. They just are like, oh, we're gonna put 2 albums out this year, and surprise. So pretty unexpected, pretty cool stuff, and we'll be hearing from that. It debuts at number 16.
Awesome. Talking about Steven, one of Steven's favorites right now, Joanna Newsom, you're number 17 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Sending the first cats over back from the place beyond the dawn. And wide at what went on. And time in our camp is moving as you'd anticipated to. But what is this sample proving? Anecdotes cannot say what time. We sighted at the flyers in the grayscale of the night, fumbled on the bare ground, a berry round landmines with a doom. Lay down and tried. We sing a proud. Thank you.
16.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
Debuting at number 16, that was the latest from Beach House, Thank Your Lucky Stars, and a track called Majorette. Before that, we heard Anecdotes by Joanna Newsom. Her latest is called Divers. It's at number 17, up two spots from the week before.
All right, Brian, are you ready?
Sure.
Give me that news, Braga. Give me the news. That's going to be the news. That's what I'm going to do. I think
won't be. I don't know. Maybe he'll be on board.
He might be on board with that. Anyway, let's hear what you've pulled from the Exclaim archives.
Well, this one I find hilarious, and I've found this a word hilarious for some time as well. Steven's talked about this a little bit. Morrissey dropped his debut novel not all that long ago, earlier in the year, called List of the Lost, and it was pretty resoundingly panned by critics, just kind of ripped to shreds, including someone who referred to it as stale excrement of the singer's imagination. And so then last week he was sort of attacking back at the critics and all that sort of thing, but that doesn't necessarily mean the book won't be up for any awards. It is the front runner for the Literary Review's 2015 Bad Sex in Fiction Award, which is basically this award that they came up with a couple of years ago. I'm not sure how long it's been going on, but I definitely heard about it not all that long ago. Basically making fun of people writing about sex in a really, really bad way. There's some of the other nominees for the most egregious passage of sexual description in a work of fiction are Richard Bausch's Before, During, and After, Joshua Cohen's Book of Numbers, Thomas Espedal's Against Nature, Lauren Groff's Fate and Furies, Alexander Himmons' The Making of Zombie Wars, Erica Jong's Fear of Dying, and The Martini Shot by George Pelicanos. And at the time of his novel's release, Morrissey's allusions to barrel rolling breasts and bulbous salutations became quite a viral sensation, drawing the ridicule of many readers. So we're going to read for you a little bit of this passage. Don't worry, it's not graphic or anything. It's
better not be.
It's relatively clean for what it is. Eliza and Ezra rolled together in one giggling snowball of full-figured copulation, screaming and shouting as they playfully bit and pulled each other in a dangerous and clamorous roller coaster coil of sexually violent rotation, with Eliza's breast barrel rolled across Ezra's howling mouth and the pained frenzy of his bulbous salutation extenuating his excitement as it smacked its way into every muscle of Eliza's body except for the otherwise central zone. So there's that for you there, and the winner of the Bad Sex in Fiction Award will be announced on December 1st. You can find this entire story at Exclaim, and it was written by Sarah Murphy.
Here, the of that entire thing, my question is, how come 50 Shades of Grey wasn't nominated?
Oh, it was, but okay. They don't have a new book out, do they?
Okay, no, I'm thinking that would be a winner every time.
I imagine it probably was when it came out.
Yeah. 50 Shades of Grey. No, exclaim.ca for that and more great news. We're going to move on now back to the charts because we have more great music to bring you and not much time to do it. So Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 15.
Another debut from the week before is into our charts at number 15, up from 29. LV is a latest record from 4AD, and it is called Return to the Moon. We're going to hear a track from that one. The title track, Return to the Moon, political song for Dee Dee Bloom to sing with Crescendo. And then we're going to hear a track from New Order. Their newest album is called Music Complete. It's on Mute Records. It's at number 14, down from number 8. You'll hear Restless.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Elba, Return to the Moon.
Scratch a ticket with the leg of a cricket, and I got triple Jesus. Cash it in for Siamese twin at the family firing range. I went to bed and woke up beside another man's head. Nobody noticed. I'm so excited the senators are flattered. Don't tell me nothing's changed. Return to the moon. I'm tired. Return to the moon, please. I fish from a colorblind witch, 'cause she said she loved it. I couldn't tell her the part that would break her heart, but it loved me. She said, I think you're getting too far from your family's house to find it. You should know if you're running away and I touch you, you freeze. Return to the moon, I'm dying. Return to the moon, please. Return to the moon, I'm dying. Return to the moon. For you at the corner of Eden Park. Don't make me wait for you at the Serpentine Walk. Wish I could have been there when you were driving away for California. If you gotta go somewhere, then you better go somewhere far. I could ever go on without you. I'm not a genius. I imagine myself being cool in the backseat of your car. Return to the moon, I'm dying. Return to the moon, please. Return to the moon, I'm dying. Return to the moon, please.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 14.
looking good. Get out of town. The streets are running, rivers full of blood. The more I see, the less that I believe. The more I hear, the less that I perceive. So restless, and in this changing world, I am lost for words. I feel so restless, ain't got no interest. I couldn't care less, can't be a success.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Restless by New Order from the album Music Complete at number 14, down from number 8. And you heard the title track from Return to the Moon by LV at number 15, up from number 29.
Old LV, but spelt ELVY.
That's right.
Not just the letters.
Side project from one of the band members of The National and another member as well.
You are a wealth of knowledge when it comes to... I'm the face. You're the brains of the show. I kill myself sometimes.
At least call yourself the voice or something.
Okay, I'm the voice. You're the brains. We've got three more tracks before this hour is complete, and we're going to move that along right now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at the number 13 spot.
All right, we're going to hear from City and Color at number 13, up from number 17, If I Should Go Before You, and the track right now, Map of the World.
Map of the world that lies upon my weary face.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12. Oh, we used to get so close to it, and you were skin, you were beautiful. Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
Closing out our first set of 10, sitting still at number 11. The only record sitting still this week, it was Kurt Vile with Believe I'm Going Down. We heard a track called I'm an Outlaw. Before that, Grimes' new one debuting at number 12. It is called Art Angels. It's been long awaited and it is cracking our charts at a pretty high position. We heard a track from that one called Reality and City in Color. Before that, with Map of the World from the record If I Should Go Before You at number 13, up from number 17.
Reality or Reality?
T.
T. It is the Earshot 20, and that is the first 10 of the top 24 this week. I'm Anthony Evan, Brian Cleveland, also in studio with you. We bring this countdown to you every week, and the charts are from earshot-online.com. We record and broadcast out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, before we send out to syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio stations, and we thank them all very much for airing the program. You may also be listening to us if you are downloading the program from radio4all.net, or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, we thank you very much for picking up the program, and stick around, because in the next hour of the program, we have your top 10, more about music news, perhaps, maybe, I don't know, we'll see. Your lowdown and an interview with Mark Marchick from Lemon Bucket Orchestra. It's all there, it's all in the next hour, and it's only a few minutes away. So stick around, we'll be right back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.